I'll tell you a little thing that my mum sometimes says when somebody like Bruce Springsteen, the other one, he's fine. We'll leave him out of it. Bruce Forsyth comes on the telly.
Yeah.
She says, I wish he'd retire and let someone else have a go.
Have a go?
Yeah, let one of these young ones have a go.
Oh.
And with my mum's words in mind, we've decided that it's time to finish the show. We're going to end it. We've been here too long.
Too long, yeah.
And I know this is a little bit of a cliche, but I became a father for the first time last year. And you might not know it to listen to the show, but this shift, it's funny hours. It's very funny hours. And as it happens, I have a lot of time during the day to be with my family. And I'd actually like to spend less time with my family. So this is something, in all seriousness, Annabelle and I have talked about for, you know, 18 months or something like that. And it's just time. And we talked to the radio station management a little while ago, and they couldn't have been more accommodating. I mean, I think that they were perhaps too accommodating. I was hoping for a little bit of, no, why don't you stay?
No, none of that.
But no, no, none of
that. Okay, thanks, bye.
Yeah. So the programme is going to be finishing, not just yet, in early spring, sort of Easter time. And listen, I'm fully aware that most people, they're not listening to what we're doing on the radio. It's just background noise, and they're waiting for a song. And to the extent that most of the people listening to this at this second have no awareness of what I've just said.
Yeah.
You know, because that's what radio, we're just audio wallpaper is the thing they say.
Yeah.
And there will be people who heard what I just said, probably the majority who heard what I just said, and they'll be celebrating now. They'll be saying, thank Christ.
At last.
Yeah. But to the dozen or so people who have listened to the stuff we've done between the records over the years, I just wanted to let you know, and some of them have been with us a long time, sometimes get email, which is both lovely and depressing, where people write things like, I remember listening to you on the way to my first day at school and now I'm a grandparent. You know, this kind of thing.
Yeah.
So thank you to that handful of people, that dozen or so people, who were letting know that the programme is finishing. And do you want to add anything?
No, you said it all.
Okay. Do you think I hugged it a little bit?
No, I was more than happy for you to do it all.
Was that too self-indulgent?
No, I enjoy hearing the bits of music, actually.
Yes, that's what I thought, you know, for the people who don't want to hear me droning on, at least there's a little bit of a nostalgia fest going on with that. And I didn't even cry, I was hoping for tears. I got them to put it on Periscope and Facebook Live in the hope that I'd be in floods of tears by now, but it hasn't happened. So there you go. Sorry if it was a bit self-indulgent. And if you're listening to this and thinking it was self-indulgent, and you're thinking, oh my God, we've got months of them banging on, it's going to be a big countdown. We're not going to do that, you know, we'll probably do something for the last programme. We're not going to bang on about it on the show, so don't worry about that. However, on the podcast, oh, it's going to go full on. It's got sentiment, schmaltz. I'm going to get Bette Midler and sing to me like Johnny Carson did.